Well, for her first trip onto the stand, it is Rocka. She's got her eyes wide open this morning. She is a little nervous, a little sweaty. Little degree turn up when you turn up. You all right?
Yeah, I feel good.
All right, we got three questions that have come from the room. We have three questions that have come from the audience. You do get one pass, so one that you feel is a little too heat for you. You don't have to answer that. You'll get to use your fifth. Now, you also get to boomerang one back. Only a question that you answer, you can pose back to the room and make us share the heat with you, okay?
All right.
You got it? You have any questions right now? You know how this works?
Yeah. Oh, I know how it works.
Okay. And make sure you put your social media away and the text.
Okay.
You got to take the text.
So I cannot look at the text?
You can't look at the text because after O and I give our questions, then everybody listening is going to have questions for you,
and
too.
And we don't want you to get any kind of precursor of what's going to happen.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
You can't get any time to think about it because these are straight rapid fire questions. We need the straight no chaser. Okay, so if you have a question for Rocka, because she's our new Thundercat that's in here holding it down for us for the last couple weeks, and one week so to speak, so if you want to learn a little something about her, you can text 888-429-0941. Who's going first, Davi?
It is on me, I guess.
Okay.
Or it's on you, whichever. If you were here where you would normally sit, then it would be your go, actually.
All right. Well, then I'm in my normal chair, so I'm going to go first. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Rocka.
Orlando.
Have you ever secretly had a thing for one of your boyfriend's friends, even though you never acted on it? And was it difficult to handle?
I have. You said never acted on it. I have had like a couple of those crushes like, dang, I chose the wrong friend. I wish I would have seen the friend group first. No, but I don't think it was necessarily difficult to handle because when I'm in a relationship, I don't get myself in trouble like that. Not all the time. I also haven't been in a relationship in a long time, but when I was, no, I didn't act on it, so it wasn't hard for me.
But it was somebody who caught your attention that was in a friend group.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
All right. I have a similar question, Rocka.
Of course you do.
But I am going to substitute the boyfriend's friend, or I'm going to substitute that with a coworker.
Okay.
In your time working here, has there been a coworker that otherwise, if you guys weren't working in the same place, you would have acted on? Or perhaps you acted on it. Anyway, Rocka, bear your soul.
Have you ever hooked up with a coworker, or did you wanna?
A lot of us have, Rocka. So you can join the club right here on Plead the Fifth.
Is it judge-free zone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that smoke right here.
Here we go.
HR online.
I will say, like, total 100% honesty, no, I have not hooked up with anybody here at the station. Because I personally don't like to mix work with personal. Now, I did have, you know, I guess a little admiration or crush, or liked a coworker, but we were such great friends, and talking about the whole confession at 7 with the friendship and not letting that ruin it. I don't know if it would have been hard to act on that because it's hard to go back into the friendship world if we ever did do anything further.
And you know what? I'm not going to say any names, but I'm pretty sure I know who it is because I was DJing one night and I saw you and said coworker, and it was a bunch of coworkers there, but I saw y'all two skate away by yourselves. And I was up, you know, up on the DJ booth. You can see everything.
Wow, Dobby, you got great memory. I forgot about
that.
Okay,
Rocka, I see you, girl.
Eyes getting all big.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, somebody just texted in, Rocka, get ready for the horn dog. comes.
Yeah. That's what Mondays are about.
I know.
That's
I
what
know.
Mondays are about. All right. Well, all right. So wait. So you've answered two. You haven't used your pass. All right. Number three for you, Rocka. And then we'll go to a song and we'll get this audience out here. You see, she's answering these like a G.
This is great, I mean, too. So you should good. See her face. Oh,
oh, I'm sure.
I'm blushing. I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. She is. Okay. All right. So let's see here. Rocka. What is the biggest secret that your parents don't know about you?
Oh my gosh. And I know my mom is listening right now.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
The biggest.
Your mama slid in my DM, by the way.
We're
going to talk about your mama. Your mama slid in my DM. And I'll tell you that I saw her DM because it was in that spam part because I don't follow her. And I opened it because the lady in the profile picture was in a bikini.
And I'm like,
somebody just slid in my DM in a bikini. This little young body lady and bopped over. And she's like, my daughter does know how to swim. Thank you very much. I'm like, what?
That's Mama Flocka.
Mama Flocka is fire. Mama Flocka out there killing the game. All right. Anyway, I digress. Okay. So is there a secret that your parents don't know? What is it?
When I was in high school, I snuck out a couple times out of my room, and my mom, she never caught me, but she did ask me, like, hey, why is the screen on your window broken, or what happened? I'm like, I don't know, Mom. I was just trying to get some fresh air, and something happened. So I'm sorry, Mom, that you had to find out this way, but it did happen more than once.
What'd you do? Where'd you go?
It was more. Wait, you was more than once. So where was you going during these times, Rocka? Because that's part of the question. Yeah. Like, not just you left,
oh,
but
man.
What's the secret? The secret is deeper.
There's sub-questions to these questions.
It's all in one. What's the secret that Mama don't know? Because Mama want to know, why was you sneaking out of the house as a child?
One time, I did sneak out to go see a boy.
At the nighttime with a boy.
But it wasn't not just any boy. Like it was my boo thing, my little boo.
Right, even worse.
But why got to be at nighttime? Daytime, y'all could have hung out. I'm just speaking for your daddy right here.
Oh my god.
why it had to be in the middle of the night when nobody know you was gone, Rocka? What was going on?
Exactly that, because I didn't want nobody to know that I was gone. I wanted to like keep it on the low, and we just. I don't know. We just wanted to spend some time together. And that was one of my sneaking out the window times. Wow.
Did you come home with fingerprints on you?
No.
You didn't come home with no fingerprints on you when you came home.
When you see a nice house in a really nice neighborhood with burglar bars, it's not to keep the bad guys out. It's to keep the daughters in.
Yeah. Everything ain't built for Michael Jordan. Thottie Tippin got some moves, too. We got our stallions, Davi and Rocka, in the building. Plead the Fifth is going on right now. She's answered three like a G. She answered if she has ever crushed on her man's friend. She said if she saw the friend group, she would have went after the other one. I dated the wrong one.
Oh,
which is hilarious right there. That was the first time I ever asked that question. Also, what's the biggest secret that she has had? She snuck out of her parents' house on several occasions. Mm. Mama will be asking about her that later, to go see some boy in the dogs. And on that also, has there ever been a coworker that she has got with and she said no? All right. So now we got to go to the questions. All right, Rocka.
Yep.
Your first question from the audience that comes out of, I believe it is the 47. No, I'm not going to go to that one. for real. You got some smoke coming
in.
Oh,
man.
Out of the area code 760, has Rocka ever hooked up with someone one of her friends was crushing on?
Ooh.
One of my friends was crushing on.
Uh-huh. So somebody wanted him, because everybody got a friend that's like all shy and they're like, ooh, I really like him. And then they want you instead. And then you mess around and say, listen, I ain't gonna miss this opportunity to ride his boat. You know, not that you a lot of boat riding, but you know.
Yeah, it's happened.
It has happened?
It has happened. I think they do know about it.
You think? So it wasn't a public thing?
No, it wasn't.
When you did it, it was on the low.
It was on the low because I don't like people all up in my business, so... I'm taking plead the fifth pretty well, but for the most part, when I get involved with somebody, I don't really announce it like that to everybody, not all of my friends at least. And I think it's kind of like I didn't want to, it also wasn't anything serious. Like if it was just crushing on thing and, you know, you can kind of feel whether or not that friend and that person is going to go somewhere, but it's just.
Did you guys remain friends after that?
We did.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. We did.
All right.
So it is possible to be friends again with somebody you...
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
You sounded like you knew that one.
I have one out the 727. This is a little change of direction. It's not a hookup question. This is a hip-hop question.
Okay.
Rocka, somebody wants to know who is in your top five hip-hop list.
Top five hip-hop.
It's going to be a mess.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a mess because she young. Oh, y'all would get ready.
I'm young, yeah, but with hip-hop...
Little TJ...
No.
Little Dirk mixtape.
Little Dirk.
I mean, this is a no-brainer. Drake is in my top.
Okay.
If you go to her, if you go to Rocka Flocka X, you'll see she is... She got 100 pictures with her and Drake everywhere around the world. It's almost, I think he got a restraining order.
I hope not, because I want to see it for real. Drake, for sure. Kanye... Mostly old Kanye. This new Kanye, not really feeling, but the old Kanye does outweigh the bad.
Okay, two.
Lil Wayne. I grew up with a lot of Lil Wayne, like early 2000s Lil Wayne, the Carters, his mixtapes. Also, four.
One time for Weezy.
One time, Weezy, F, baby.
Four, honestly, it, a little bit of the new school in there. I love Megan Thee Stallion. Like,
wow,
she's really changed the female hip hop game in today. And I got to
Can I tell y'all she did a I have a dream speech in my office about Meg Thee Stallion and what Meg Thee Stallion meant to women in hip hop. Like I was in my office like, why is this girl in my office standing up in front of me doing a book report on Meg Thee Stallion?
I think
like she was so excited.
Rock is low key jealous of the Stallion's knees.
Yeah,
those strong knees.
She was like, you just don't understand how empowerment that's going on, this movement, and Meg Thee Stallion is screaming. I'm like, what is she in here? Like going so
like,
hard for this one artist.
She empowers the twerk. Like she's just so empowering when it comes to being sexy.
One more,
I had to look through my library. I was like, who do I listen to a lot? Another one, top five hip hop. Oh, man. Y'all might get a little mad at me for this one. I really, really like Fabolous.
Okay.
No, that ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all, Fabolous is, if you're a female that don't feel fab, there's something wrong with your fallopian
tube. Okay. Yeah, I don't hear him a lot in top five. It's just my top five. I listen to him a lot. Again, his tapes, and a lot of artists' tapes are sometimes better than their albums, but I just love the New York swagger, the New York vibes, and his wordplay is also pretty dope. And
yeah, definitely.
I like that.
All right. Well, you got one more, and then you get to use your boomerang.
Woo.
And you still got a pass, all right?
All right, let's get it.
Out of the 727, they say, who is the most chill person that you've met at Wild? And... who is the person that you just can't stand?
Oh, man.
Woo, chill person. And see, now I got to go through my recollection of memories of our coworkers because I haven't seen them in so long.
For real.
Let's see. Chill person at Wild. I'm probably going to have to go with my man, Heat. Heat is still here. Heat is super chill. Heat was one of the first people I met when I started working on the street team. We were both on the street team, and he definitely taught me a lot on how to be a good street teamer. And he's chill. He don't be a no.
He's very low key.
Very low
very
key.
Very low key.
Yeah, he's not on the good scene dude. Like that. And even now, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
Somebody I can't stand. Well, I want to keep my job. Oh, man. Oh, that's a tough one. Have y'all answered that question before and said your name?
Nah, man, we would have tapped out, but you you tried to answer half of it, so you got to answer the other.
I can't plead the fifth.
You can't plead the fifth halfway through the question. I mean, you can plead the fifth now if to the question, but it would be, you know. Like, I wouldn't answer the first part. I wasn't going to answer the second part. But you still have a plea to use.
I'm going to use that plead the fifth. Go ahead and hit that.
I plead the fifth. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4 Yeah.
We got it out of her.
Right. Somebody who wrote that out of the 727 was like, this going to make her plead the fifth for sure. They wrote it, they wrote two texts. So, wow.
I don't want no problems. I want to come back, good.
All right. So, well, you got a boomerang. Go ahead and use it. What you want to bounce back on the room? It has to be something that you answered, though. So the last one, of course, is out of play.
All right. I want to know, what is a secret that your parents don't know about?
Ooh.
Biggest secret.
Oh, you want to take that? You want me to go?
Yeah, you go first.
I have a secret that, actually, it's a little bit different. My mom knows, but my mom and I, my whole life since I was 16 years old when this happened, have kept it away from my father. So he doesn't know. I know he's not listening, but I got arrested when I was 16. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, snap.
And yeah, my mom, I had to spend the little night in jail and everything like that. And my mom covered for me to this day. Pops still doesn't know. Mom, I love you.
Wow, that's
your
real.
Your father still don't know?
He still doesn't know. He was out of town, and it just we just hid it from him.
So if he found out today, do you think he would bug out?
Oh, yes. He would be mad at me, be mad at my mama. That's one that he just can't find out.
And your mom, who is a good Christian woman, kept this on the low this long because she know a gasket will blow.
Oh, yeah. Big gasket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It would have been bad.
That's crazy. Like, that's a good. Your mom is a G.
She's a soldier.
No wonder you don't snitch. Mama taught you don't snitch.
That's love. That's loyalty.
On you. That's love right there. All right. Secret. I had to think of like what my biggest ones, because I didn't keep much from my. Well, I did, but but I've told everything now. Like when I told my parents I sold weed for a day, they were shocked as hell.
For a day?
I quit. but it was too hard. I was like, yo, y'all ain't send me no customers. anyway, let's see here. My secret that my parents don't know to this day, my father might know because I don't know if you get to heaven, they give you like a Cliff's Notes on everything you missed. but when I was in college, I dated a girl who I've mentioned on the show quite a few times. But what my parents met her, loved her. We thought we were going to be getting married and everything else. But when we first started dating, we were so into each other. And my parents were paying my rent for my apartment, because they were taking care of my housing. And for probably 2 semesters, I had my parents paying rent, but I was living in her house.
Oh,
what?
Oh, you hit him with the hokey-doke.
I was living at her house and my parents were paying rent, and I had moved a friend of mine into my apartment and was getting rent from him. So I was getting paid. My parents were paying rent. I was living at my girlfriend's house and getting rent from who I sublet it to. Oh. So I was getting paper in my pocket to go out.
You were caking.
I was caking.
Yeah, you were.
I was caking. I was, man. I was killing it because I was able to take her out. I was able to put a little in the complexion plate because she had me at church all the time.
You was finessing.
Yeah,
I was finessing. Yeah, but it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't. It was awesome. I mean, it was like living with somebody who you was. That was my first time living with a girl. Like, you know, because you like 19, you know, and then living that life.
How long did that little arrangement last for?
The living arrangement? Yeah. Probably like 2 semesters.
Oh, so like a whole year you were able to
A whole year, about a year and a half, and it only hit left. It went left one. Yeah. I ain't gonna go all that. Yeah, I was about to say too much. But yeah, we lived together for like a year and a half.
Wow.
And anything else. Yep. That's about it.
That's why I love Plead the Fifth.
New.
Somebody at 205 said, Orlando, are you Theo Huxtable?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.